Migrant encounters at the southern border set new record as Biden prepares to end Title 42. Border agents encountered nearly 235,000 migrants at the southern border in April alone, which accounts for the highest number of encounters in the history of the Department of Homeland Security. Well, who would be surprised? There's a fucking communist running Homeland Security. The fucking Monopoly Man, he's a communist. The numbers come as Biden administration prepares to end Title 42, a Trump-era public health order that allowed authorities to turn away migrants at the border. I'm telling you, show your loved ones the way away from this. This is on purpose. I don't even have to read these stories. You don't think Abbott Nutrition did this on, but you don't think that they were told to fucking clamp down on this? On producing baby formula? If it's not on purpose, then why doesn't the FDA open it up to other people that could fill the void immediately? Of course it's on purpose. It's to make rich people more money. It's to make a venture between Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and make so-called breast milk in a lab to make them money. You understand? The billionaires who many people look to, they're going to help us. Yeah, they're going to help you. They're going to help you put a plastic bag over your head. That's what they're doing now. So don't think that Abbott Nutrition, the whole thing's not a scheme. For four people, they shut it. Four illnesses, really. They shut down a multi-billion dollar illness. I'm thinking of COVID. A multi-billion dollar business for four kids who got sick. You really think that would happen? Given the standards of the FDA? How many tens of thousands of people have been harmed by the vaccine? Shut it down. Are you kidding me? Fuck out of here. You must be out of your mind. You don't know how things work at the FDA. You don't think it's on purpose what they're doing? Migrant encounters at the southern border? What story is not going to tell you, I guarantee you that, because it's from Fox News. The amount of fentanyl these assholes are carrying over here. Poisoning this country from the inside out. Get some fucking high ground. Sit in a fucking rocking chair with a cup of coffee and watch it. Go to bed at night. Breathe some fresh air. Mountain air. Wake up the next morning. Rinse and repeat. Separate yourself. You folks have been working hard your whole life. You see a lot of things changing, a lot of things potentially slipping away. There are moves you can make for your family. Patriarchs, matriarchs. You're smart people. A lot of folks listening to the show have done very well for themselves. They've made a lot of money. They have money put away. That's what you're going to leave to your kids? Just money? How can you guarantee that it'll be used as you wish for their benefit and not for their detriment in today's day and age? Show them the way, a better way. There are better ways. You go talk to somebody who lives and has property away from a lot of people. And you go to those communities and you spend some time there. And you tell me, this is specifically for the people on the East Coast. You tell me if those people are nicer, more down to earth than the folks you live around. That alone should be a major draw. There are moves you can make out here. You don't have to just sit here like a fucking pincushion and a stick doll and take this shit. If you have some means, and even folks that don't have a lot of means, look at land. Look what you can do. Maybe you can pull POOL or PULL together with other family members. Build yourself a nice little compound where folks can go and be safe and be left alone. It might come down to that. It's at least worth exploring instead of sitting around being fucking stressed out and maxed out with anxiety from listening to the insanity on a daily basis. Folks out there think, you know, I know what you're thinking because you're programmed to think this way. The things are going to change if the Republicans win the House and take over the Senate in 2022. Okay. Did it change in 2016? Control the House, they control the Senate, they control the White House. What changed? You ended up wearing a mask. Locked in your house. And they tried to waterboard you with chemicals. Plain and simple. I want to break it down. So in 2024, if your so-called racehorse, whoever it's going to be on your side of the aisle, wins, you think this is going to change? You have to make some changes, man. You got to be the fucking catalyst. Not wait for somebody else to save your ass. You got to do it. Or figure out a way to do it. Don't be one of these folks. Don't be the zombies led astray by the Judas goats. Be a black sheep, please. Please be a black sheep for the sake of your fucking family. Be a leader and be a black sheep. The country is eating itself from the inside out. Fentanyl, opioids. This lunatic in the White House has an open border. He's taking money from the Chinese. He's taking money from the Russians. He's taking money from the Ukrainians. He's taking money from everybody. He's a fucking criminal. The borders are wide open. Chinese fentanyl's coming in. The Mexican cartels are making money. The Chinese are making money. It's killing 300 plus Americans a day. And that's not even what it does to their families. The people coming across the border are smugglers, in addition to everything else. They come over, they smuggle stuff. They don't even necessarily stay. They go back over, they come back over, they smuggle. Who cares? You can come and go as you please. And Abbott, you know, look at this carefully. Texas Governor Greg Abbott talks a great game. He was going to bus. Remember this publicity stunt? It's exactly what it turned out to be. He was going to bus these people to Washington, D.C. He'll show them. What's he sent? Three buses? Oh, yeah, you showed them. You showed them. And the 235 folks that border agents encountered at the southern border in April, those are not the folks who got in. It's not even close. And if you figure they only catch a small percentile of the folks who got in, do the math. How many people snuck in that were not captured? I mean, it's... And where are those people going? And who's paying for them? And where are they going to live? And what's going on? Who's underwriting them? Are they going to get more benefits than you are? Of course they are. Look at the lunatics and the communists running the show. They need these folks to grow their party, which really is akin to a communist party. They need... It's... We are in serious trouble, folks. We are in serious trouble. Understand that. We'll be right back.
find love. And don't forget, son, there is someone.
Song says it all. Headline: rheumatologist Robert Jackson says 40% of my 3,000 vaccinated patients report a significant vaccine injury. Robert Jackson has been a doctor for 35 years. In his practice, there are over 5,000 patients. Around 3,000 of those patients got vaccinated with the COVID vaccines. What makes Robert Jackson unusual is that he is not afraid to speak out about what he is seeing in his patients. This is because he's too valuable to fire. He's never seen anything like this in his career. The results are stunning. 40% report a vaccine injury, serious injury. And a large portion of those folks are still injured.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Anyway, why hear it from me all the time? We can hear it from Robert Jackson as a contrast to what these fucking liars have been saying. Nobody can argue Robert Jackson, the rheumatologist, his numbers and anecdotes, because they're confirmed in medical databases and also published in the British Medical Journal. 37% of his patients had adverse events, and 4.4 of patients of his had a flare-up of their disease after vaccination. Also, he's had 12 deaths following the jabs. Normally, in his patient base, he'll see one or two deaths a year out of his 5,000 patients. So if there's a question of whether all cause mortality goes up or down after the jabs roll out, his numbers make it crystal clear, and it goes beyond just happenstance.
So I've gotten asked on the show, hey, what do you used to do for Citibank? You're always talking about Citibank and the time you spent at Citibank. I said, well, I did a lot of things for Citibank. And one of the things people seem to be intrigued by was a program that was for celebrities and very well-to-do folks. It was kidnapping insurance. And we had a vault in New York City that I was responsible for that at any time always contained $10 million cash. And I had to make sure that it always had $10 million cash. And that none of the cash went missing in case folks needed ransom money. So that's among many other things and billions of dollars that came across my desk at Citi. So I know a good bank from a bad bank and a good deal from a good deal. And so I'm really excited to have found this bank, Axos Bank, that opened on Independence Day in 2000. They're not a crumbling brick and mortar. They're fully digital bank built on the bedrock of American traditions. Take a look at their rewards checking account where you can earn their highest interest rate. And it's a big one. And listeners here can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. Big rewards from a bank that believes in the freedom to do business without compromising our values. Amazing, right? Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos, A-X-O-S, bank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. AxosBank.com/pain. Go check them out.
70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania. And speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area. And I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it. But it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi. But they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. This is aggregated data over dozens of doctors. Excess mortality rates among his patients after the vaccines rolled out. And it's likely an undercount because he's not the primary care physician. This suggests a kill rate many times higher than the 0.2% we estimated many times on here from theirs. VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, as you know. However, these are deaths in rheumatology patients. So this may account for the higher estimate, but we are in the same ballpark as the death estimates from VAERS. Of course, there could be an unknown thing that killed these people. The old unknown thing. Yeah. Right. It would have to be massive and injected into all these patients to cause the symptoms observed. Wonder what else fits in that description. Nobody's going to tell us. Of course, the CDC is not releasing any data regarding vaccinated versus unvaccinated deaths because the CDC doesn't want you to know any of this. And they would prefer it if you didn't watch any of the videos related to this either. Also, the good doctor here has mentioned that about 5% of his patients develop a new condition that makes them susceptible to clotting. He notes that their observations about the increased rates of side effects have been confirmed. This is a mess. This is a mess. As we told you it would be. This is not news to you, for sure. Well, instead of reading all this stuff, let's just go to the horse's mouth. We found out this video is from Steve Kirsch on Rumble. S.T. Kirsch on Rumble. We'll play the first portion of it. There's additional portion of it. You can find it on his Rumble page. And also the story and the link to all that stuff is on pain.tv. In the daily brief of the stories, the summaries that we tackle, etc. And we will capture that for you. First, 10, 15 minutes of it. We'll put it at the end of the show in addition to the other videos. It looks, although they had to check it on the fly here in the middle of the night, it looks more than pristine for our purposes of educating and enlightening you. So we'll move on, because since you're going to watch that video, I would think, and he talks about a lot of these things, and perhaps we can get a better grip on that overnight into Thursday. But for your listening and entertainment and, of course, enlightenment, educational purposes, we'll have a portion of that at the end of the show. A late edition will keep me up even longer. And someone's going to get their ass whooped. Know that. If you've heard me talk before, and let's just power through this here, about people driving around like idiots. I know folks have commented on it. They've heard me say it. It's not just me. It wasn't just my crazy brain, according to many other people. You're crazy. Okay. Crazy like a fox. Nearly 43,000 people died on U.S. roads last year. That's a record. Nearly 43,000 people were killed on U.S. roads last year. The highest number as Americans return to the highways after the pandemic. Well, it's not the highest number ever, but it's the highest number in 16 years as Americans return to the highways after the pandemic forced many to stay home. The 10.5% jump over 2020 numbers was the largest percentage increase. Okay, it is. It is the large. You know, you can't find good journalists. Here's the story. You buried the lead. The 10.5% jump year over year was the largest percentage increase since the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began its fatality data collection system in 1975. That's the lead. 43,000 people died, new U.S. record. Where's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg? Where's he at? Oh, he's riding his bike somewhere. Fucking moron. You know, it's no wonder people are flying off of roads and being injured based on the roads and bridges in this country. We just drove across the country. It was a complete shit show, as I told you folks, as we illustrated from state to state what a colossal disaster it was trying to navigate that. But I'm telling you, there's a fog out there from these dimwits cruising around in masks and all jabbed up. These guys are ticking time bombs. If you drive a car and you can't fucking breathe, bad things are going to happen. I care who you are. And who knows? You have everybody from airplane pilots, nose-diving fucking commercial airliners all over the world, and small planes and big planes. And now you have, just out of nowhere, the highest amount of highway deaths ever recorded in the United States. You don't think this is all related? Come on, man. Fuck's sake. I love smart people. They get it. They really get it. Everything's up. I mean, you want to talk about things up? Look at the highest jabbed population, the folks 65 and over, right? Why do you think they always say, if you're 65 and over, you have to keep getting booster shots? Those criminals yesterday, Fauci and Gates, I said that. If you're 65 and over, keep getting your shots. Oh, isn't that when you retire and you start collecting Social Security in the United States? And Medicare and Medicaid? Oh, that's weird that the virus would target people of the same exact age. It's very, how unsavory, how uncouth of the virus. Do the fucking math, folks. Let's see what's up here with those folks. Fatalities among drivers 65 and older rose 14%. Because they're jabbed and boosted through the bejesus belt. That's the highest rate of fatalities among drivers of any age. As far as the spike is concerned, 14% for the super jab, 65 and above. Well, success in wiping more of those folks out, they're getting very expensive. These goddamn baby boomers, they're going to bankrupt Social Security. If we can only figure out a way to get rid of them, what will we do? Of course, the full stats are on pain.tv. Folks, we make observations on here. You make observations on pain.tv and the social media portion of pain.tv. They all seem to come true. It's weird. Like I said, other supply chain issues are conspiracy theories. There seems to be a shortage because they all came true. But don't worry, Pete Buttigieg is on it. You can't make it up. You simply can't make it up. As I said yesterday, he's busy funding and building infrastructure for dedicated bike lanes. Because, you know, he's fucking Schwinn Armstrong. People are getting clipped on the road, and Schwinn Armstrong is putting fucking baseball cards in the spikes of his fucking Schwinn. What a pack of lunatics. And tell me again why you wouldn't do well building your own little village, building your own little town, building your own little world and focusing on that. The Young Bucks have written a note here. Additionally, there will be extra stories on, they're not included here, America's electric grid has a $2 trillion problem. That is on pain.tv. Discussing how strained the grid is. But that's okay. Pete Buttigieg and his dopey fucking weirdo buddies, they want to add electric cars. Every American would be charging an electric car. And there goes the power grid. Oh, they didn't tell you that part, right? They want you to own an electric car. They don't care if you drive it. It's better if you don't drive it. More people, they can control where they go, and more people off the roads so they can use your roads. Don't have to worry about replacing these shitty roads if we can just stop people from using them. The grid will not handle much more than it's handling now. And certainly electric vehicle transportation is not even on the fucking map. It's not even possible. It's another pie-in-the-sky pipe dream by a bunch of fucking weirdos who sit around and come up with these schemes. None of them work. It doesn't matter. So there's a story on that. And there's also a story on pain.tv. I mentioned here of genetically edited food. Is this the next stage of the Great Reset? And it talks about that, I would imagine. And they said those were late additions. And they understand that based on the content we have so far in this episode that we probably won't not get to those anyhow because We go by pages on here, and there's, that would be an additional 25 pages, basically, 20 pages. And we can't go for 6 hours on here, 5 hours, 4 hours. Just not going to happen. The old man will collapse. The old man has to start planning for the next show and Hotwire, which is coming. And we appreciate the folks on Hotwire more than you can imagine. And we're bringing the heat. That's why we call it Hotwire. And the next one, I think, well, you know, before we get things going again, there's so much coming in on, you know, it's stunning. We are working on something related to the power grid and some disturbing things coming from some of our insiders that might be dealing with disruptions and outages before you know it. So that's going to be part of that. DHS leaks and some other things. Some other things came in today. It's literally stunning. This could be one hell of a hot wire. The next one or two could be a real powerful 1-2 punch. I want to shoot for, well, it's hard to say because of what came in yesterday. So I'll keep you updated. How about we do that? But at the latest, Sunday, Monday, if we could squeeze something, we might be able to get two out of it. I don't know. This is fluid. It's fluid. It really is. And we're rocking and rolling so hard on all the other shows that we will see how that comes together. But we appreciate you folks, and we appreciate the feedback and everything else. And the folks on the Thomas Paine podcast, keeping it real for us. And we appreciate you folks. We hope you're getting some return on your time and your investment here and on all the different platforms. If you know somebody who can benefit from this show, please share it with them. Plain and simple. That's how we grow. That's how we get things done. That's how we continue to reach more people. And we certainly need to reach as many people as we can for as long as we're doing this. That's one of the most important things to me. Can we reach more people? Can we get more people to listen? Can we get more people to think about their lives? Perhaps rewiring things. That's been my focus so far in 2022. Let's have a conversation. How you been misled? Who's misled you? Why you're trusting? Why they continue to manipulate that and take advantage of that, of your good nature, of your compassion? How you can combat that? How you can smarten up? Moves you can make to outsmart, to circumnavigate these folks? I don't know if anybody else is doing this on other podcasts. We simply don't have the time to figure it out, what other folks are doing. We can only control what we're doing. We have the benefit here of having smart people pitch in, shape things on Paine.tv, and focusing on our own lives and the things we can control instead of the things we can't control. That seems like a pretty damn good tact right now. Amid all the chaos, the noise, the disruptions, the distractions, let's get back to basics. Lynyrd Skynyrd, simple man. There are many prophetic lessons in the lyrics of that song. Perhaps worth examining on your own time. We won't do it here.